So what are the parameters of a juvenile, a 16-year-old, being charged as an adult?
Well, if it's a crime of violence, if it's a crime of violence and you're 16 years of age or older, or if maybe it's not a crime of violence, you're just in possession of a handgun and you're 16 or older, it's automatic adult jurisdiction, which means that they charge you as an adult. You can petition the court later to have it reduced to, transferred to juvenile court. But initially, they start off as an adult. In fact, if you're 14 years or older and you're charged with any offense that carries life in prison, like first-degree murder or first-degree rape, then you're charged as an adult. Of course, with the ability to petition the court to have the case transferred to juvenile court. So this young lady, her lawyers, I'm sure, will file to have her case transferred to juvenile court. I mean, it's going to take a minute, a couple of months. So it's going to take that just to get her case to the circuit court where that would occur. The report is done by juvenile services. They'll have a hearing on it. So it'll be 2 or 3 months.
So this crime, that she didn't have a gun in the commission of this crime, according to our attorney, but the judge decided to charge her as an adult because she has a previous record.
It was a robbery. It was a carjacking. So that's a crime of violence. So 16 years of age, and you're charged with a crime of violence, it's adult jurisdiction.
Right.
So she didn't have to have a gun. It was, for example, if it's a robbery, adult jurisdiction, 16. If it's a theft, which is not a violent crime, it's a juvenile matter. If you're under 16 and charged with the crime of violence, unless it's first-degree murder or first-degree rape, then it's a juvenile matter.
Yeah, and
16 or older and you're charged with a violent crime, they charge you as an adult.
And correct me if I'm wrong, some time ago, the Supreme Court said juvenile couldn't be put on death row as an adult?
Well, yes. I mean, you've got some people who were convicted as, for juvenile offenses. In other words, that the murder that they committed were committed when they were a juvenile. The thought is that the brain is still developing, and you know right from wrong, but studies have shown that those you know right from wrong, at that age, the brain's still developing, and the required cognitive ability to get to a point of saying, no, I'm not going to do this, is not as strong as it is for adults, for people older. And they try to take that into consideration.
Defense Attorney Warren Brown, thank you for your time with us at WEAA. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.